Thousands of people in North Carolina have spent the day evacuated from their homes in the town of Apex, which is just outside Raleigh. A hazardous waste plant caught fire last night, leading to a series of explosions and sending a plume of chlorine into the air. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
When fire broke out last night at the waste storage plant near downtown Apex, there were no employees at work in the building. But people who live nearby immediately knew something had gone very wrong.
I heard what I thought was thundering. Not a roar of thunder, but just like boom, like something was blowing up.
Retired nurse Carolyn Hedgepeth lives about a block from the plant, a facility owned by a Michigan company called Environmental Quality that warehouses hazardous waste. Hedgepeth says the explosions were so loud and so frightening that she fled her house as fast as she could.
I was shaking, nervous, like I couldn't get myself together. I was looking for shoes, and they was right there before me, but at that time I wasn't concentrating. My concentration was, what is this?
Like many Apex residents, Hedgepeth didn't know the nondescript plant near her house handled dangerous material. But she quickly became part of an evacuation that eventually led police to ask about half the town's residents to leave. Many were shepherded to local schools pressed into duty as shelters. That's where Melinda Brown ended up with her four children.
There was an officer that knocked on everyone's door in the apartment building that we live in. And so we basically had to just get up and throw on whatever we could. There was really no time to think about medicine or anything like that, you know, personal belongings. We just had to go.
Emergency officials aren't sure what started the fire or exactly what chemicals were inside the plant at the time, but they ordered the evacuation because the plume of gas and smoke contained chlorine. About 30 people sought treatment for minor respiratory problems, and Apex Mayor Keith Weatherly says many were town emergency workers.
We had a total of 13 of our police officers who were exposed to the chemical, exhibited symptoms of that, and required medical treatment. I am very pleased and gratified that all 13 have now been discharged from the hospital and all are back safe, and if not on duty, they will be very soon.
The Environmental Quality Company has been operating the plant since 2003, and in March of this year, North Carolina regulators fined the company $32,000 for a variety of safety violations there. Environmental Quality is challenging the fine, and company spokesman Robert Doyle defends the facility's safety record.
We're strictly regulated by both state and federal agencies. We're audited and inspected on a regular basis, and so they ensure that we meet the letter of the law.
Doyle notes the North Carolina plant passed its most recent state inspection, which took place just last week. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.